Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Happy New Year and welcome to the show. Are you the sort of person to make New Year resolutions? I've got a recurring one that I hope will pan out, and that would be to finally cash a check for any amount in a bass tournament this year. I'll be fishing 3 tournaments in Washington State with my best friend, and I also plan on being a co-angler, fishing a Wild West Bass Trail tournament on the Columbia River bordering Washington and Oregon this summer. I suspect I will learn quite a bit during that 3-day event in August. I'm looking forward to it. What else am I doing this coming year? Well, I'll be heading back to Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska again this summer with my fishing buddy Rusty Johnston, and I can't wait to give him his first taste of Alaska fishing. Another place I'll be fishing at is the Dalles in North Central Oregon in late May or early June with plans to catch a whole bunch of shad, and man, oh man, what a run they have on the Columbia River. Last year, there were over 6 million shad that came upstream, and when those fish are in, I'll tell you what, the fishing and the catching is fast and furious. As for what I do with those fish, I don't eat them, but I sure do use them for crab bait, and they work great for that. And then there's my every other year camping trip to Fort Casey State Park. I always time this for late August in the odd years when the pink salmon come in close to shore on Whidbey Island, and I'll be casting for them in the evening hours as the sun sets for several days and doing some crabbing as well, because you can pick up a few red rock crab that are keepers here. Throw in the fact that the park is home of a old coastal artillery fort and a lighthouse, it's a pretty cool place to be. And then there's the sportsman shows. I will be exhibiting at the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup again this year. The dates are different this time around, February 1st through the 5th. And then I'll be heading to Portland, Oregon for the second biggest sportsman show in the nation, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, going on from February 11th through the 15th. And yes, we'll be doing some sponsored giveaways at both shows. So if you are listening in the Pacific Northwest, I hope you'll drop by my booth. By the way, you can find out more about both of these shows at thesportshows.com. Speaking of sportsman shows, the National Wild Turkey Federation is hosting one from February 16th through the 18th in Nashville, Tennessee, as well as having their annual convention and celebrating their 50th anniversary to boot. Pete Miller with NWTF will tell us all about this, and if you are a turkey hunter in any way, shape, or form, this is an event I think you'll want to go to and an organization you'll want to join. We'll also get a chance to chat with Bo Martonic today. He's the man behind the East Meets West Hunt podcast, along with several short films he has produced. And Bo will be at the Great American Outdoor Show next month in Harrisburg, PA, which is the biggest show in the entire nation. Not only will we talk to Bo about this, but we'll also talk to him about his Mountain Buck Scouting School he is putting on at a really cool lodge in Pennsylvania. And if you want to up your game when it comes to deer hunting, especially back east, this looks to be a very good investment indeed. Sticking with hunting, we'll also get a chance to chat with Brad Brad Fitzpatrick. He just wrote a great article for Peterson's Hunting about the five best long-range shooting hunts in North America. Brad will talk a bit about the evolution of long-range shooting over the last few decades, share some of his favorite calibers, and tell you about each of these hunts he highlights in his article. Before we talk to these three great guests, though, it's time again for
Fishing and Hunting Reports from Around the Nation.
We'll start off with wind farms. Climate change activists are big on promoting wind farms as an alternative to coal, oil, and other forms of energy, saying they are good for the environment. But the fact of the matter is, wind farms also do their fair share of harm as well. We've reported in the past about how deadly the rotating blades of the wind power turbines are to raptors like hawks and protected species like bald and golden eagles, something the mainstream media seldom shares. And now we learn they are likely going to cause harm to fish species too. From Yahoo Finance, of all places, we learn U.S. government scientists warned federal regulators the South Fork offshore wind farm near the Rhode Island coast threatened the southern New England cod, a species so ingrained in regional lore that a wooden carving of it hangs in the Massachusetts State House. The Interior Department? Well, they approved the project anyway. The warnings were delivered weeks before Interior's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management authorized the 12-turbine South Fork plan in November of 2021. And they served to underscore the potential ecological consequences and environmental trade-off of a coming offshore wind boom along the U.S. East Coast. President Joe Biden wants the U.S. to deploy 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by the end of the decade. Concerns about South Fork, the 132-megawatt project being developed by Ørsted AS and Eversource Energy, focused on its overlap with Cox Ledge. This is a major spawning ground for cod and sensitive ecological area that provides valuable habitat for a number of federally managed fish species. A National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Assistant Regional Administrator said in an October 2021 letter to Interior Department officials. Based on in-house expertise and peer-reviewed science, the agency said this project has a high risk of population-level impacts on southern New England Atlantic cod. I'll tell you what, our current administration is all about going green, but it seems they're doing so at the expense of fish and wildlife, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And now it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's record fish time.
This week, we're going to tell you about another smallmouth bass record out of the gem state of Idaho. Martin Koenig with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game reports Joey Walton went fishing on Dvorak Reservoir in central Idaho on December 30th. It was a cold December day with rain down low and snow in the mountains. Joey had been looking for a record fish for months and already caught several smallmouths this past season, just shy of the current record. He knew he was in for a challenge on that cold December day, but his hard work finally paid off when he connected with the fish he was looking for. Now, in Idaho, they have both catch and keep and catch and release records, and this one was a catch and release record. So after using a measuring board to verify an accurate length and getting some quick photos, Joey released a 23¾-inch giant smallmouth back into the frigid waters of the reservoir and took home a new catch-and-release state record. Koenig says this past year may be remembered as one of the best for Dvorak Reservoir, having produced a string of impressive smallmouth bass to include two catch-and-release records in 22, and this reservoir also produced the catch-and-keep record fish as well. The reason the bass are so big here is because of the abundant number of small kokanee salmon found in this lake the bass feed on. Koenig says if conditions remain consistent, there could be another record coming. As for the catch-and-keep record, that would be a 9.72-pound smallmouth bass caught in 2006 by Dan Steiger that also measured 23.75 inches. Congratulations, Joey. You toughed it out and you took home the big one. And that's not the only record fish we're going to tell you about today. Can you imagine going fishing and catching not one, but two state record fish in one day? That's exactly what happened in Florida. From the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, we learn one lucky angler did indeed catch two state record fish during a very special day on the water last year. When Matthew Maravich set out fishing on August 26th, he didn't know he would be catching two record-breaking fish. He was setting out from Sarasota on a flat, calm day with clear skies, and it was the perfect day for catching fish, and they were biting. With these ideal conditions, Maravich was able to land a new state record red porgy and a new state record blue line tilefish. Both fish were unexpected catches for Maravich. He said, "I thought I had a queen snapper when I pulled up the biggest red porgy I'd ever seen." He continued, "The bluefish tilefish felt like a grouper. We were grouper fishing, and I was using the slow pitch jig and thought maybe a good-sized scamp grouper or a yellow edge was on the other end. Tilefish is one of my favorites to eat, so it was really exciting to see a nice blue line come to the surface." Maravich's red porgy weighed in at 5.56 pounds, beating the previous record of 4.8 pounds set in 2019, and the blue line tilefish weighed in at 10.55 pounds, beating out the previous record, which was only 5.4 pounds set last year. Impressive work, Matthew Maravich. I would sure like to go fishing with you sometime. Stick around. We've got more of the great outdoors coming your way on America Outdoors Radio.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name,
same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Is Pete Mueller. He is the public relations manager for the Federation. Pete, happy new year and happy 50th anniversary for the NWTF.
Thank you much, John. Appreciate you having me on. And, you know, I will say 50 is huge, and it would not be possible without all the dedicated volunteers, members, the founding fathers of the organization, all the partners. It takes a lot to help a conservation organization like the NWTF get to 50 years. And we're not done yet. We got a lot still left to go.
I noticed that on the press release. Now, most organizations just making it to 50, let alone individuals, you're kind of happy about that. You toot your own horn. But the Federation has some very lofty goals for the year ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners about them?
Absolutely. So, you know, we do want to spend time reflecting on the past, but also this is a big year, and so we've set some pretty lofty goals. The first one is recruit 75,000 new adult members, and really the idea behind that is to get to 250,000 adult members, and with the increase in that, the amount of work that we're able to do is just incredible. You know, and there's a lot of turkey hunters that aren't members of the NWTF. We also want to raise an additional $500,000 for wild turkey research. We have invested a lot of money in research over the years. In fact, we were actually founded as a research organization. We want to positively impact 1 million acres just in this year alone. That would break every record that we've ever set for conservation work. We want to dedicate $1 million to education and outreach programs, obviously, because having people continue to get introduced into the outdoors or even just educating them on the benefits of it, that goes a long way in trying to help preserve this lifestyle for years to come. We want to raise $5 million to modernize our IT infrastructure and invest in people, that staff, volunteers. We just want to make it easier for our people to carry out the mission. And, you know, being a more modern, forward-thinking organization can help with that. And then we also want to raise $5 million towards a $50 million endowment. And that just makes it easier for us to withstand, you know, something like a future pandemic. I mean, we all went through it, and luckily we came out on the positive side and are still able to celebrate 50 years.
Well, very ambitious indeed. I have no doubt you're going to be able to pull it off. And, you know, we've got to talk about the fact that I think turkey populations and turkey hunting has probably been one of the great success stories of the last 40 years all over most of North America.
Absolutely. I mean, looking at even just when the NWTF was founded in 73, and, you know, 1.2, 1.3 million birds across the country. Now there's more than 6 million. You know, there are some areas that still need work, though, and that's why we're investing more heavily in research. But we're still knowing that you can do the research, but if you're also not doing the work to improve the habitat where these birds live, then you're not really doing enough. So that's why we have that twofold push of trying to help figure out what's going on with the birds and also making sure that they've got good habitat to raise their broods, nest, and continue to thrive.
Well, we need to talk about a really big event where you're not only going to be celebrating this 50th anniversary, but doing some of the work you just described, too. It is your annual convention and sports show. It's taking place in Nashville, Tennessee, February 15th through the 19th. And let's start off with the convention. What's going to happen there?
Convention, honestly, is just a giant gathering of the entire family flock in the NWTF. It's a chance for us to celebrate, in this case, 50 years of success, but also lay the groundwork leading into spring turkey season and in our most heavy event season, lay the groundwork and that excitement for the year to come. And again, just celebrate all that has been made possible and all that we could still do together as an entire flock. But we have recognition of our top volunteers, top people in the conservation field, recognition of our chapters, recognition of partners. We also celebrate, you know, our nation's veterans during our Saturday breakfast. But that's part of what happens at the convention. There's also auctions and raffles and just chances to walk away with great things, trips, you know, unique NWTF 50th anniversary items, all while supporting a great cause and a great mission. And then you have the sports show portion, which takes place the 16th to the 18th. So that's Thursday to Saturday. And that's our sports show on the floor. That's where you can see more than 450 vendors, the hottest outdoor brands showing off their new hunting items right before the kickoff of turkey season. I mean, we're right there in February. First turkey season is, you know, early March in Florida. So we're right before people are heading back to the field and enjoying their favorite pastime.
450 exhibitors. That's a pretty darn big sports show there. That's going to take a while to get through.
You know, it does. I will say that we've been fortunate enough to be doing this for a number of years and be in the same spot. We're always there in the Gaylord Opryland, so we've laid things out that make it fairly easy to traverse. Obviously, Saturday is one of our peak days where it can be a little bit tougher to get through the aisles just because there's so many people there. But 450 exhibitors occupying, I mean, some of these people have four and five booth spaces all connected. So you're talking about a massive sports show that does have anything out there for the outdoor enthusiast. I mean, you have your turkey hunting gear. Because we're just an outdoor sports show, you will find duck and goose calls. You'll find outfitters for everything all across, you know, the eastern seaboard all the way out to your western mountain hunts. You'll find home good type things, jewelry. I mean, the list goes on. So it's really something that people should get out there for. Actually, we used to have something called the Family Adventure Village, and it was a spot set aside just for kids, but it made it difficult for the families to go see the sports show because you can't just leave your kids there. You know, it wasn't really a playground type atmosphere or somewhere like a daycare where you could drop your kids off. This year, we've integrated all those booths into the sports show as a part of what we're calling our Family Adventure Trail. And they have the opportunity to go through the sports show floor with their family, stop at these booths, earn badges, and then potentially get something on the back end if they complete all the tasks along the way. So a way to make it interactive for everybody. And again, this is a huge family event. We love it. People come to this event year after year almost as a vacation and a chance to see family and friends that they don't see but once every year. So it's a really neat event. We're happy to host it again this year, celebrating 50 years.
Something you see at a lot of sports shows, are you going to have seminars with experts about turkey hunting?
We do have some seminars set up, yes. We're still getting the list together on that, but I do know that we have seminars on trapping. We have seminars on turkey historians or turkey authors, turkey hunting authors, and then there will be other ones to come. I also believe the hunting public will be there for a seminar.
Now, this being Nashville, there's got to be some country music involved at this venue.
Absolutely. This is an opportunity to catch live music at Wednesday evening's event in the pub district of the hotel. There will also be live entertainment in our watering hole. Some of the booths on the floor have live country music coming from their booths as well. But you can't be in Nashville without hearing live country music.
Sounds like a great excuse to go to Nashville, Tennessee. Again, the convention 15th through the 19th, the sports show 16th through the 18th. And what's the venue again?
This is at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. Everything happens all under one roof. I'm not sure if you can still get hotel rooms there, but it is a place that for the event we do run shuttles back and forth to the parking lot to help get you onto the floor quicker. But come on out and join us for this event. If you need more information, you can visit nwtf.org and follow the prompts for the convention.
Whole lot going on this year for the National Wild Turkey Federation. Again, help them celebrate at their convention at the sports show and help them reach some of the great goals they have, too. It's a great organization doing great things. The website, again, nwtf.org. That's nwtf.org. Pete, thanks for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me, John. You have yourself a wonderful Happy New Year.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you want an easy resolution that you can actually keep this year, resolve to have a sharp knife on you at all times, whether it's a pocket knife, whether it's a fillet knife, whether it's a knife you're using for hunting to skin an animal, or whether it's kitchen cutlery at home. WorkSharp makes knife sharpeners, both electric and non-electric, that will keep every one of your knives and a lot of your tools sharp as well. You can check out the lineup of everything they have at WorkSharpTools.com. That's the website, WorkSharpTools.com, or just look for their products at quality sporting goods stores near you. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at shastacollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting against childhood cancer every day. At the heart of this battle are our donors.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
The fact that no one has to pay, it's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here. And it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Brad Fitzpatrick on the line. He just wrote a really good article for Peterson's Hunting about the five best long-range big game hunts in North America, and we're going to share those hunts with you. Brad, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So let's start off with the premise of this. We're not talking about just hunts in North America for big game, but specifically long-range big game hunts. And this is something that's really come on as a sought-after passion for a lot of folks in recent years because rifle marksmanship has really changed in the last few years because we've been able to make rifles a lot better, haven't we?
We have. And off the spectrum, all of the components that we're using are better than they were 30, 40 years ago, from barrels to the cartridge design themselves to the optics. And I think there are a lot more hunters who are shooting long range, learning how to do it correctly, and really extending that maximum effective range, shooting farther and shooting more accurately at a distance.
You know, it's funny, way back in the day when I was in the Army, in the infantry, we had our marksmanship course, and you know, you qualified at ranges from 50 to 300 yards. And 300 yards, I think, for most folks back in the 80s and before that, was about as far as you'd shoot for a deer or an elk or anything else. But now, I mean, we're going out to like 1,000 yards with the rifles we have today.
Some people are. And, you know, I want to point out, I think that you and I both understand, and I think it's important to explain to people that we're talking about maximum effective range here. Maximum effective range is a variable. It's not a fixed number. It depends on you. It depends on your skill. It depends on your weapon. It depends on your training, the environment, all those things. But that being said, yes, we are extending effective hunting ranges much further than we have in the past.
So let's talk about some of these hunts and some of these animals that, yes, sometimes you can get close to, but a lot of times you can't. We'll start off with the pronghorn. That is certainly a tough animal to sneak up on.
It is. It's a classic Western big game animal, and they are extraordinarily hard to hunt. And on my first pronghorn hunt, I remember we had spotted some pronghorn. We climbed up on a ridge, popped our heads over, and we had never hunted pronghorn before, and they were immediately on the run. And it was just amazing that at 400 or 500 yards, these animals could just see us pop just the tops of our heads over the ridge, and they were gone. And when a pronghorn's gone, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, you're very right about that. So being able to have that maximum effective range and being able to really reach out beyond 400 yards, that makes a lot of sense. Another animal, a lot of folks can get close to these, but it can also be tough. The elk, especially the Rocky Mountain elk.
Well, you know, elk hunting varies so much in terrain and habitat and things like that. You can be in northern Idaho, and you can be hunting dense conifer forests, and a .444 Marlin is a great elk rifle because your shots aren't going to be over 100 yards, but so much of today's hunting is big canyons, big country, and even in the East, too. People don't really appreciate the eastern elk herds that we have now, like in Kentucky. They don't appreciate how far a shot you might have to take in a place like Kentucky. We think that long-range hunting is reserved for the West, but on these big canyons, these big mountain faces, you may have to take a long shot, especially if you have a limited amount of time to hunt, which I think we all have too limited amount of time to hunt. And you may not have 3 or 4 weeks to try to work in for a closer shot. So you may get one opportunity, and it might be across a canyon, and you have to deal with all the factors of, you know, wind and obviously bullet drop, things like that, and getting a rest. But, elk can definitely be a long-range proposition.
The next one that you mentioned, the gray ghost, the coos deer, you find them in the Southwest, you find them in northern Mexico. And I have heard that these are incredibly difficult deer to hunt.
Well, most people have a hard time picking one big game animal that's their favorite to hunt. Mine is unquestionably the coos deer. I love hunting coos deer. I've hunted them in Mexico, and it is definitely a game of optics. This is not a game that you want to play unless you have really good optics on your rifle and a spotting scope, obviously. It boils down to hours and hours and hours of picking apart brush, but you get to hunt these animals in some beautiful country. And coos deer are extraordinarily skittish. I've hunted eastern whitetail my whole life, and I find that coos deer, there's very little room for error with a coos deer. But the opportunity to sneak up on a big buck, to get within range, and we're talking a longer range than most people are used to shooting for eastern deer, 300, 400, 500 yards, and get a shot is so rewarding that I love hunting coos deer. But it is definitely, definitely a long-range proposition in most cases.
Speaking of deer, white-tailed deer is not mentioned in your article for the best long-range hunts, because I think a lot of folks know they get pretty close to those bucks. But mule deer, those can definitely be hard to get close to, especially out west.
Yes, and we know now a big mule deer is one of the hardest trophies in North America to get. Prices are high, tags are few. Finding a really big mule deer, if that's your goal, you need to be prepared to shot at any distance that's presented to you as long as it's ethical. This is not a hunt from 50 years ago. You know, my relatives from 50 years ago could go out with a lever action and hunt around, and there were more mule deer bucks, more places to hunt, and they were getting shots at big bucks at closer range. Today, an opportunity to big mule deer buck is a relatively rare thing, and they live in tough country. Mule deer, they don't always live in tough country, but for the most part, where you find big bucks, you find them in big, open, steep country where they can be very hard to hunt.
Speaking of hard to hunt, or I should say hard to draw a tag for, is your final one, sheep, bighorn sheep in particular. Yeah. A lot of states, it's a once-in-a-lifetime draw to draw a bighorn sheep tag.
Yeah. Well, if there's an animal that epitomizes the need to get one shot and make it count, it's sheep. Because you talk to sheep hunters, typically they're not seeing a whole lot of sheep every day. You're climbing to elevation. You're climbing in really tough conditions sometimes, not always, but a lot of times, especially if you're hunting stone sheep or doll sheep or something like that, you're in very rough terrain, high altitude. You probably didn't sleep on a very comfortable mattress the night before, and you may get one opportunity at this animal, and you have to make it count. And you don't want to mess up a once-in-a-lifetime hunt, because a once-in-a-lifetime hunt boils down to a once-in-a-lifetime shot. That could be a difficult shot, and you really, really need to prepare. A lot of people know that they need to prepare physically for a sheep hunt, but they don't understand that your marksmanship needs to be really, really good. And you need to really understand your rifle and your load and be prepared, because years of waiting for a tag, months and months of training, all this is going to boil down to one shot. And you really need to make that count.
Last question for you. Favored calibers for long-range hunting for these animals?
Well, it's a difficult question because I think there are a lot of good answers. You know, depending on the species, there are many appropriate calibers. For coos deer, I like sixes, even the 25s. 25-06 is an excellent and underrated long-range cartridge. And then you move up into the elk. I think the 6.5s are a natural minimum moving up. And then, of course, the 300s. But as far as my personal favorites, I really like what's happened to cartridge design in the last few years. And we're seeing a lot more cartridges designed specifically for high BC bullets. And every hunter is going to have an advantage with a high BC bullet, whether you're hunting long range or not. And that is, high BC bullet is going to be less impacted by wind drift, and it's going to retain velocity. So let's say you've got a long shot on a sheep, and you are hunting with a high ballistic coefficient bullet. If you misjudge distance, if your rangefinder hits something that's not quite at the target, it's 50 yards off, let's say, a high BC bullet is going to be more forgiving, typically, all other things being equal, because it's going to retain velocity better because it has less drag. So it might not drop as much. The other big one is wind drift. You know, we talk a lot about elevation, knowing your dope and knowing how to dial your rifle and things like that. But the really tricky component of this is wind drift, judging wind drift. And when you get to 300, 400, 500 yards, wind drift becomes substantial. So I like high BC bullets. I like the modern cartridges. The 6mm Creedmoor and 6.5 Creedmoor are two of my favorites. I really like the 6.5 PRC. The new 6.8 Western is an excellent cartridge. The 28 Noliver has been very popular recently. The recently unveiled 7mm PRC is superb. But most of the cartridges that we use today, modern cartridges, work well. The 280 Remington will work well. 270 Winchester will work well. They aren't typically loaded with as high BC bullets, and they wouldn't be my first choice on a long-range hunt, but on an extreme long-range hunt. But for most hunting situations, they work fine. But there's also an important component here that we need to talk about, and that's bullet selection.
We're going to have to leave that discussion for another time because we are out of time. So,
all right.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with our listeners this week. Folks, if you want to check out this article, just go to Peterson's Hunting and learn more about hunting the 5 best long-range big game species in North America. Brett, thank you so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, truecod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Bo Martonic on the line. You've probably heard him here before. He is the host of East Meets West Hunt. It's a great podcast about eastern deer and elk hunters who like to go out west for some of their hunting, too. Bo, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too, John. It's good to get to talk to you again. It's been a few months since the last time we chatted, I believe.
It has been. I want to talk a little bit more about you and your podcast, because you started off with this podcast, very popular one, but you've expanded your offerings. You offer more than a podcast on your website now, don't you?
Yeah, I've expanded from the podcast to doing video tutorials and video podcasts and everything to be able to help people plan. With my original goal is helping people from the East Coast and the Midwest plan these adventure-style hunts out west. They've really taken it to another level with focusing a lot on the Appalachian whitetail side of things, and where, you know, if you don't have the money or the time to go out west and you want to find some adventure-style hunts close to home, that you can do that within the Appalachian Mountain region and the East Coast with hunting mountain whitetails, bears, turkeys, all those different things. And so I've really tried to focus on putting out information and showing what opportunities are available to be able to do that closer to home, as well as some of these dream adventure-style hunts.
Sportsman show season is coming up. I understand you are going to be at the big show in Harrisburg. Are you going to be giving some seminars there or have a booth or what?
So I'll be helping out with Maven Optics booth the first weekend at the show, and then I'll be hanging out, kind of doing a meet and greet thing with folks over at Go Wild, the hunting social media app, on the first Monday of the show there. So I'll be kind of just bouncing around through that first weekend and the beginning of the first week there.
It's the Great American Outdoor Show. It is put on by the National Rifle Association. It is the world's largest outdoor show. It's taking place February 4th through the 12th. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you can find out more about that at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Bo, I saw that you've got something going on that looks really interesting to me. It's an event that's going to take place in April, the Mountain Buck Scouting Camp. This is the second annual one. It's going to take place April 15th and April 16th in St. Mary's, PA. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so the scouting camp is basically where myself and I've gathered about half a dozen of the best big woods buck hunters that I know in the Appalachian Mountain region to get together and teach a scouting camp where we get 25 to 30 guys in a room, and we do some classroom, some basic stuff there, and then we go out in the field and are able to apply some of that knowledge and try to be able to help people build those foundations to be able to find whitetails in some of these big woods, mountainous areas on the East Coast. That there's, you know, low deer densities and it's difficult to even find deer. So our goal with this is to be able to help people find deer and figure out how to put a game plan together to be successful in these places.
Now, this is taking place at a lodge. What lodge is it? And tell us more about the venue.
Yeah, so the venue is called the North Fork Lodge, and it's on 7,200 private acres of land. It's a giant chunk of land there. It's all big woods. There's a lot of history behind the lodge and the hunting and everything there. It's an incredible place. But Kip Folks, who owns Big Truck Farm Brewery and used to be a co-founder of Under Armour, he actually owns the lodge and property there and allows me to rent it out for this event. So it's at a venue there. I have food being cooked. I have a chef coming in for all the camp attendees there and then be able to walk around in the mountains and look at deer sign.
Are the attendees going to be staying in the lodge? Are they bringing RVs or pitching tents or what?
So there's two options there. For the general admission one, the attendees don't stay on site. But then there's also a VIP package where people will get a room, breakfast and dinner included, all that stuff right there at the lodge.
And how much do these two packages cost?
So the costs aren't completely finalized yet, but the general admission one is likely going to be about $575 with the VIP package coming in at $1,075.
And this is a two-day seminar. Starts off at 8 a.m. on the 15th, goes until 4 p.m. on the 16th. Why don't you kind of run us through the schedule, if you don't mind?
Yeah, so basically we start out from the very beginning with e-scouting and kind of how do you find a place to be able to hunt. A lot of the attendees, you know, last year and everything came from areas that were in the city and places, and they're looking to get out and get away from people. And so trying to teach them where the blueprint of finding an area to hunt and then how to break down that area and put a game plan together so when you go make a weekend scouting trip, you make it worthwhile. So we go through those basics, and then we take them out in the field and show them that, like, we'll actually go through and e-scout an area on the property, go out, take a look at it, see what kind of sign we're finding, show them that, and then come back again and in the classroom and go through trail camera strategies, how to set up in different situations, tree identification, have a forester there that helps people look at the food sources the deer are eating, the different trees and everything. So we go through basically it's a back and forth between a classroom and then going out in the field and applying it.
This sounds like a great investment. If you are a serious deer hunter or aspire to be, you know, going to the seminar for 2 days and really learning the value of scouting and how to do it, I mean, it can really change your entire career as a deer hunter and make you a lot more successful, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I started this was I like being around people that want to learn and want to do better. And I've actually went to different camps for elk hunting and other things myself. And I found so much value in it. That was why I got this idea together. And I, you know, brought other hunters that have been successful. You know, even my dad has been hunting for 45 plus years in this type of country, and bringing all these different backgrounds of hunters together with different perspectives and how they do things, and just letting other people be there to soak it in, ask questions, be a part of it. And I just think that it can't get better than in-person events with being able to learn that knowledge that you can apply for, you know, in basically investing in your future when it comes to understanding the deer woods and hopefully be a help you to reduce that learning curve.
Well, it sounds like a great event indeed. Registration opens up on the 11th, folks, and space is limited, so you want to hop on this. The website to go to for the 2023 Mountain Buck Scouting Camp is taking place in St. Mary's, PA on April 15th and April 16th is very simple. EastMeetsWestHunt.com. That's EastMeetsWestHunt.com. Go to the events page, look for the Mountain Bucks Scouting Camp, and register on the 11th or shortly thereafter before this fills up, because I have no doubt it will fill up. Bo, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
Now, if you're hunting the mountains and woods and meadows found in the eastern U.S. for white-tailed deer, You know that the 30-30 caliber has been around a long time, but it still gets the job done. And you can find that caliber on a number of rifles made by Henry Repeating Arms. These are all lever-action rifles. They are all made in America, and you've got several choices. You've got the side-gate lever-action rifle, the steel lever-action rifle, all-weather lever-action rifle, the lever-action X model in 30-30, or you can even go for the brass lever-action. And if you want a caliber besides 30-30, check out the Long Ranger rifles. I own one in 6.5 Creedmoor. You can also get them in .308 Winchester, .243 Winchester, and .223. You know I've talked about my Long Ranger rifle before. I absolutely love it. And you're going to love your lever-action rifle from Henry Repeating Arms, too. They all come with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. They're all rugged. They're all reliable. They shoot straight right out of the box. I found that out when I took mine to the range for the first time. And again, if you're going deer hunting, bring a Henry lever-action rifle into the woods and get to work on bagging a nice buck. Check out the entire lineup of lever-action rifles and shotguns, too, from Henry Repeating Arms at their website, henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. I've gotten some questions from listeners about sportsman shows this year and where we're going to be exhibiting. And I'm happy to report that, once again, we will be at the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup from February 1st through the 5th. And then we're going to be at the second biggest show in the entire nation. The first, of course, is the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, PA, we already told you about. But the second biggest is in Portland, Oregon. It's the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show. The dates, that would be February 11th through the 15th at the Expo Center in Portland. And we'll be doing some giveaways while we're there. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do the Henry Golden Boy giveaway this year because Oregon has passed a law which has made it impossible right now for anybody to purchase a firearm in the state. You have to have a permit to do so. You have to go through training to get that permit, and there's no system or funding set up to do this. Was this intentional by the politicians? Oh yes, absolutely. And somehow it got voted in by the masses. Hopefully the courts will come down on the side of the Second Amendment in the future there, and we can get back to giving away some Henry Golden Boys during our exhibitions at sportsman shows. And on that note, we've got to go. But here's hoping you are blessed and healthy in the days ahead. And until next time, do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Has to pay. It's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here, and it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A Speaker of the House, sworn in. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Newly elected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy began his address to the House with a joke for Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, who earned unanimous support from his Democrat colleagues to be elected Speaker.
Hakeem, I've got to warn you. 2 years ago, I got 100% of the vote from my conference.
He made a promise to the newly chosen Democrat leader.
There will be times we agree, and many times we will differ. I promise our debates will be passionate, but they will never be personal.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency, calling out the National Guard after the state has seen hundreds of illegal migrants enter the state, and more vessels have been identified as being potentially on the way. Also at townhall.com, Ukraine Army spokesman says in the last 24 hours, Russian forces have carried out one missile strike and 20 attacks from rocket salvo systems.
Alexander Shupin says the attackers are concentrating their efforts on establishing control over the eastern Donetsk province, conducting offensive operations around the embattled city of Bakhmut. In addition to Donetsk, attacks have hit settlements in the country's eastern Luhansk region, northeastern Kharkiv, southeastern Zaporizhia, and southern Kherson provinces. Shupin did not specify whether any of these attacks came after a Russia-declared ceasefire for Orthodox Christmas went into effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. and Germany sending Ukraine military hardware. This involves an array of armored vehicles, and officials say it includes 50 tank-killing Bradleys. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Drugstore chains around the nation making some slow headway now in staffing problems.
Temporary pharmacy closures, lunch hours, shutdowns, and shortened hours are how drugstore chains are dealing with staffing issues. More than a year ago, a rush of vaccines, virus tests, and a busy flu season overwhelmed many drugstores. Some are offering signing bonuses and raising pay. One expert says there isn't a pharmacist shortage. Instead, not enough who want to work in high-stress environments. Walgreens is opening processing centers to help fill some of the routine prescriptions. CVS is trying to spread data entry and prescription verification work to different locations to ease the load at busy stores. I'm Julie Walker.
California weather calming down a bit, but it's not over. More Pacific storms are lined up now to blast the state. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Delta Airlines providing free Wi-Fi for all passengers on most U.S. flights.
The airline will provide the service starting next month through a partnership with T-Mobile. By the end of the year, Delta plans to offer the service on more than 700 planes and expand free Wi-Fi to international and Delta connection flights by the end of 2024. Delta will use equipment from satellite broadband provider Viasat. Delta passengers will need an account in the airline's SkyMiles frequent flyer program to use the Wi-Fi service. John Scott reporting.
It was a story that quickly transcended sports as a nation prayed for and rallied behind Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. He is now breathing on his own, able to talk and having the breathing tube removed. It comes 4 days after he went into cardiac arrest. A number of medical personnel saved his life on the field. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's your podcast.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your basset acting a bit bewitched? Are your felines in a little bit of a frenzy? Does your Havanese have you totally hysterical? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, your cat scratched your favorite chair, pooped on your bed, doesn't use the litter box, you adopted a dog suffering with separation anxiety or abandonment issues, you got a new cat and the other cat cannot deal with the effect that a new cat has moved in, you take your dog for a walk, he loves everybody, but he sees another dog on the street, he goes absolutely crazy, that is what this show is all about, helping you cope with your pets, but more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. Just a reminder, if you're new to the Pet Show, a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone. You know, we've been talking to you guys for 41 years now, so everyone who calls into the show today and gets to speak to me live on the air will, in fact, be getting a fabulous and absolutely incredible gift for their dog or cat. Again, if you're new to the show, we're not giving away milk bones here. Many of the items on the show are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. I do have the greatest sponsors, and very often the gift I give you is kind of related to the situation you're having with your pet. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, if you get through to me and I talk to you live, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, although by now you know there's no way I'm going to get through all of my topics because your comments, your questions are always my priority. But hopefully we can get to some of them. You know, a story, an incredible story I hoped I would never have to do. Pet abandonment rises as inflation bites. But there is help. I'm going to share my 5 ways to cut the cost of pet guardianship. So many shelters and rescues are being inundated with people giving up their pets because of inflation, but there are things that you can do. Also coming up, I hear this all the time. But Warren, my cat loves being outside, but it's way too dangerous. What can I do? You know, coming up, I'm going to share my 10 ways to get your favorite feline to walk on a harness and leash. No kidding, it's possible. Many years ago, I was training David Letterman's 2 dogs, Bob and Stan. And I'd done a show many, many times. And Dave said to me, Warren, you know, I know you're amazing with dogs, but you can't possibly train a cat. And I said, Dave, I've trained hundreds of cats. He said, prove it. Well, a week or so later, I brought my cat onto the David Letterman show, Mowdy. I had a leash and harness on Mowdy. She was walking. She came when I called. She said she stayed. Dave never said another word to me about training cats. Also coming up, the most important time for a new puppy to learn about life. And why, and this is incredible, why so many lovable dogs? The dog's great at home. He loves your friends. He loves the family, loves relatives. But when he sees a stranger, he turns into Cujo. Why is that? And what can you do about it? I'll share my advice. As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your dog or cat happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, your poor rescue dog is suffering with separation anxiety, maybe they're even depressed, they're chasing anything that moves, cat just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes anything he sees that moves, in some cases that don't move, he's going to hump, give me a call. That's what this show's all about. Helping you cope with your pets, but a lot more likely, helping your pets cope with you. It is not easy living with human beings. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And my question of the day, even if you just want to answer the question, if you give me a call and get through, I will still send you a great gift. You know, do you really want a perfect dog or cat? Do you really want a perfect dog or cat? You know, I've trained over 40,000 animals. You know, I used to be the head trainer for the YMCA all over the country, training 100 dogs at a time in groups. And it's one thing I learned a long time ago. I don't want my dogs to listen to me all the time. That's boring. I like to look at my dogs, Molly and Willie, and say, sit. And every once in a while, I like them to look up at me and say, hey, Warren, you talking to me? That's what life is all about. Nothing should be so conditioned that they can't think for themselves. So, on that note, hopefully I'll have time today, but over the years I had the incredible job of untraining overtrained dogs. That may sound a little crazy to some people, but literally, untraining dogs that have been overtrained. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to post something on my YouTube channel. And by the way, if you're not following me on YouTube, get with it. I really am sharing a lot of information. You can subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything. I put up 1-minute tips every day. There's longer things that, you know, sometimes you call me on the show and I can't answer it because it's too long a response. Those responses will be up on my YouTube channel, so you should subscribe. Again, it's free. It's youtube.com/WarrenX, Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Do you really want the perfect pet? That is the question of the day. We're going to get to you, Pat in Canada, Tony in Minnesota, Gregory in Michigan, but right now let's go to Heather in California. Hey, Heather, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, guys, you're listening to the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We had a little technical issue at the beginning. We are live right now. If you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. You know, may have heard me talk about the fact that you are, may have heard a lot of people talk about the fact that you should never make eye contact with your dogs. Well, I'm going to explain to you today why it's important to make eye contact with your dogs. It can make all the difference in your relationship. Also coming up, why changes you make in your home can actually make your healthy cat look ill. We're going to talk about that real important subject, and pet trends for 2023. And finally, I will prove to you that dogs and cats are equal when it comes to being man's best friend. Great time to give me a call. If you're new to the show, just a reminder that on the Pet Show, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. Everyone that calls into the show gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. You know what? Let me do this. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back to your phone calls. We'll straighten all this out. 877-725-8255. The phone number. I'm Warren. I want to talk to you about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treat. I know prices out there on everything are crazy, but listen to this. Do you know that the price of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement has not changed in over 7 years, despite higher manufacturing, rising postal rates, and soaring petflation? I actually upped the quality of the new 4-in-1 with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics and probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. I know you pay a fortune to keep your pets healthy, but you don't have to with my Hugs and Kisses supplement. Now, Hugs and Kisses are available at thepetshow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E. They're also available at amazon.com. And if you subscribe, if you're an Amazon's Choice member, get 15% off on every jar. So check out my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, available at thepetshow.com, available at amazon.com, available at walmart.com, or you can call my office directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back on the Pet Show. About your dog or cat, they're jumping, humping, digging, scratching. Cat doesn't like your new boyfriend. Dog hates your new girlfriend. You get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show, help you cope with your pets and at the same time help your pets cope with you. And just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show gets to talk to me live on air today. We'll get a fabulous gift. Don't get excited. It's not for you. It's for that dog or cat. And again, many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $40, maybe even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. You have a question or a comment, or you just want to, the question of the day is, do you recognize your dog or cat's moods? Can you tell if they're happy, if they're sad? Give me a call. If you get through and talk to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Again, that number here on the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. And on today's show, I'll be giving away Hugs and Kisses supplements, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, air horns, T-shirts, all-natural flea spray. So many great things to give away, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Sue. Hey, Sue, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren.
How you doing?
I just wanted to relate a story to you. You know, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. I just want to tell you about my cat that I have now. Originally, he came around visiting another cat that I had in my house, and he was a thin yellow cat, so I fed him, and he didn't belong to anybody in the neighborhood. Can you hold on 1 minute? I got to let my dog in.
For nothing else would I hold on. I would not hold on for anything else, Sue, but the fact that you let your dog in the house, I will hold on for that, I promise. Hey, just a reminder, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Christy in Delaware will get to you in just a minute or two. But Sue, come on, where's your dog? Is he out, where's he, in Guam?
My dog had to go outside and go potty.
Well, there you go. So anyway, I don't have a whole lot of time, so hurry up and tell your cat story.
I will tell you then what happened here. This cat had giardia. I cured it of giardia. You know, the doctor found that out. It was a feral cat and didn't belong to anybody in the neighborhood. So I had him fixed, and then he was wild. He really was. And I brought him in the house. And he's been a wonderful, wonderful pet. I just want to tell you that you can take an older cat and change it into a wonderful
you're preaching,
pet.
You're preaching to the choir, Sue.
And now he is the perfect pet. He sleeps with me, and he likes to be patted. He didn't before. He was not a very happy cat when I first
You know, Sue,
it.
I always tell people that I've had many feral cats in my time, and some people say, well, they can be, if you give them the love, the attention, and work with them at a pace they're comfortable with, they always do turn around, as is the case with yours.
Yes. He's afraid of some people that come in the house, and you know, but he comes to me, rubs against my legs. And
well, you know what, I always say to people, if your cat or dog is afraid of somebody, chances are there's a reason for it. Anyway, so I got to move on. So let's put Sue on hold. Sue, I'm going to send you some kitty lickies for your cat. Great story. I appreciate it. Again, great time to give me a call. Coming up, we're going to talk a lot about eye contact with your dog. If you have a dog that's chewing, jumping, barking, digging, scratching, your dog is humping everything in sight, your cat peed on your bed, scratched your favorite chair, keeps you up all night long. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues that you may be having with your dog or cat, but more likely, any issues your dog or cat may be having with you. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. And for new listeners out there, just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show with a question or a comment and gets to talk to me live on the air will, in fact, get an amazing gift for their dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, a lot of the items, thanks to my amazing sponsors, are worth $25, $35, $45 and more. So the question of the day is here, and I'd like to hear from you guys as well. The question of the day is pretty simple. You know, we're starting our 42nd year on the air. 42 years I've been talking to you guys, both here on the radio and in media on TV as well. So, do you recognize your dog or cat's moods? Some people say, my dog is this, my cat is that. But do you really recognize what mood your dog or cat has? Do you know when they're sad? Do you know when they're anxious? Do you know when they're depressed? Do you know when they're excited? Do you know when they're happy? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, I will send you a fabulous gift. I just want to find out if people are really that in tune with the emotions and feelings of their dogs or cats. Also coming up on today's show, you know, we always hear that dogs are man's best friend. And they are man's best friend, but cats can be man's best friend as well. Well, not so fast. Coming up today, we're going to talk about justice for cats. Also, why changes in your home, any little change in your home might make your healthy cat act as if they were really sick. So is it possible that your cat is a hypochondriac? We'll talk about that as well. Now, you may have heard, and I talked about this earlier, that you should never, ever, ever make eye contact with your dog. Everyone, all these trainers and behaviors, don't look in the dog's eyes. I'm going to tell you why you should look in your dog's eyes, because looking in your dog's eyes can actually improve your relationship with your pet. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Great time to give me a call. We're going to go to a break in a minute. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. The phone number, I do have a couple of open lines, which is pretty rare. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. You know, it's kind of interesting that I always tell people that one thing you'll never hear, you'll never look back and say, I spent too much time with my dog or my cat, because we never have enough time to spend with them. So plenty of time for your calls, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if you have a question or comment, or if you made a resolution for your dog or cat over New Year's, great time to give me a call. If you get through, as I said, I'll send you a great gift. You can tell your dog or cat that you bought it for the holidays, but you lost it. So the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Got a question or a comment? Your dog is jumping. Your cat scratched your favorite chair, peed on your bed. Your dog is digging holes all over the backyard, won't come back when you call him. That's what we do on the show. We help you resolve any issues you may be having with your dogs or cats, but more likely any issues your dog or cats may be having with you. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in gets to talk to me live on the air. We'll get a fabulous gift for your dog or cat. As I said, many of the items I give away are worth $25, $35, $40, and even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Right now, let me go to Christy calling from the great state of Delaware. Hey, Christy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up today, Christy?
Oh, well, we are the proud parents of a new 13-week-old puppy, and
getting a lot of sleep. Are we?
Well, yeah, actually, we've already tackled that, and she's doing really well with that.
Super. So, what's your question?
From day one, she really did well with her kennel. So we have just really, really been lucky that way. And she's pretty much perfect in every other way, except, you've already mentioned it, digging in the yard. And she's white and comes in with black mulch paws almost every time she goes out. So she's also gotten very accustomed to bath time.
Yeah, well, let me go over a few things with you. First of all, 3 months old. She's been alive 12 weeks. What did you do at 12 weeks old, okay? That's number one. Number two is the fact that she just was separated from her litter. The litter mates, when they're together, what they do is they dig on each other, and they kind of dig on the mom's belly to get the mom's milk flowing. So digging is a comfort thing. It's a way of alleviating anxiety, boredom, and stress. So for those people that want to teach their dog not to dig, shame on you. But what you can do is you can teach your dog where to dig. For example, if you were to go into my backyard, Christy, you would see two kiddie pools back there. And you know what? I have no kids. But what I do is I understand the concept that dogs have to dig. They have scent glands on the bottom of their feet. It's a way of alleviating stress and anxiety. So what I did is in those kiddie pools, I filled them with some sand and a little grass. And what I did is I buried some of the puppy's or dog's favorite toys in there. I went in there, teased the dog, and let him watch me dig. And, of course, he wanted to come in. And now my two, Molly and Willie, wanted to dig alongside of me. So now when they go into the backyard, I'm always putting something new into their so-called doggy sandbox, and that's the only place they dig in my backyard. So that's what I'm going to recommend that you do. If he's digging somewhere else, put some new things in the little kiddie pool and give him a place where he can dig. You can't stop them from digging, but you can teach them where to dig. And let me tell you, 12-week-old puppy, giving him that opportunity, it's going to make all the difference in the world.
Oh, that's the first time I've ever even heard that idea. So,
well, what did you hear? Tell me what you heard from other people. What did other people tell you to do?
Well, that's one of the reasons I called, because none of their ideas were safe ideas. You know, people would say sprinkle things on the around the area that they're digging in, and they won't go back to it. You know, I didn't want to do any of those things. So,
What these people are doing, Christy, I was going to talk about this later, they're setting up your dog for failure. What you need to do right now is, rather than focus telling a 12-week-old dog, no, don't do this, no, don't do that, you need to focus on its environment. You need to focus on the interactions it has with other people. You need to socialize. You need to succeed allowing your dog to really, really understand what happens. Now, if you spend a lot of time with a puppy correcting him for unwanted behaviors, he's going to start associating those unwanted behaviors with getting more attention. So I want you to give him a lot more attention when he's being good. So what I'm going to do, it may take a little while for you to get it because we ran out over the holidays, but I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And when it gets there, there's a whole chapter in there specifically on digging. But here's what I want you to do in the meantime. I'm assuming you have a computer, Christy?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go to my YouTube channel. Here it is, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. And the reason I'm sending you there is because I just put up, I put up all kinds of videos, and if you're not a subscriber to my YouTube, it's free, I don't know why. I just put up a YouTube post specifically on why dogs dig and what you can do to help resolve that issue. So you want to check out youtube.com or my website, thepetshow.com. But in the meantime, I want you to follow my advice. I'm going to put you on hold, Christy, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. As I said, it might take a little bit longer than normal to get there, only because we ran out of the book over the holidays. However, if you guys do want to order the book, it is available at Amazon.com and Walmart.com, so check that out as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Doesn't anyone out there want to talk about that, the ability they have to let me know if their dog is in a good mood, a bad mood, or sad, or sick, or feeling depressed? I want to get in touch with how you relate to your dog. So give me a call. Let me know. I will send you a great gift. And for those people out there that think dogs make better companions than cats, I want to hear from you guys as well. And I want to hear from some of my cat people to argue with them and say why cats are just as smart as dogs are. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Still coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit, a real important subject, in terms of looking in a dog's eyes. So many trainers and so many behaviors say you should never look in a dog's eyes, but I believe the eyes are the mirror to the soul. So I'm going to talk a little bit later about how looking in your dog's eyes can actually improve your relationship with your dog or cat. Again, the number here, 877-725-8255. I want to take a quick break, but let me leave you this before we go to the break. So many of you guys have adopted and rescued dogs, and here's the most important thing you can do. You need to know how to behave around them. Always act in an upbeat way around your dog. No matter how they're feeling, you need to act in an upbeat way. It will actually make his depression or anxiety worse if you don't act in a positive way. He will pick up on your emotion. This is why we call it the jolly routine. It's important for you to make sure you act happy or jolly whenever around your dog or cat. Why? It helps lift your dog or cat's mood. And a dog or cat in a good mood, feeling comfortable, is less apt to create any type of problems. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Let me take a quick break and then right back at you. You know, for over 5 years now, I can't believe it's 5 years, you heard me talk every single week about Lucy Pet Food for many reasons. Number one, since I rescued my two guys, Molly and Willie, from a high-kill shelter in Southern California, from day one, they've been eating Lucy Pet Food. And you know what? You know how they look. I post their pictures all the time on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So you know how good they are. And they're good because they eat their Lucy Pet Food. It has prebiotic and probiotic formulas. It's an amazing product, Lucy Pet Food is. And I'm telling you, I hear every day from listeners about how they see a change in their pet. In fact, here's a listener on what they had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
You turned me on to Lucy Pet Food a while back. It's the best food on the market. By any comparison, it's been great for my dog. I got a six-year-old German Shepherd.
I hear that every single day. So if you have a dog or you have a cat and you want to make sure they're getting the right nutrition, Lucy Pet Food's the way to go. Let me give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, you don't know where your dog or cat food's made. It could be made in a plant that makes 50 different other brands, but not Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured exactly a half hour from my home in Southern California at their own plant. Did you hear me? At their own plant. They have their own laboratory. In fact, their CEO, Joey Herrick, a good friend, one of the reasons he started Lucy Pet Food is he's as passionate about his pets as you and I are. Lucy Pet Forms for Life, the right food for your dog or cat. And here's the bottom line. If you go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, that's LucyPetProducts.com, and you can order the Lucy Pet Food for your dog or cat, the Lucy Dog Food Rolls, the Kitty Lickies. If you spend $49 at LucyPetProducts.com, shipping is absolutely free. So don't wait. Check it out today. Go to LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We have a whole other hour to spend together. Let me get to Joan first, then we'll go to Dawn in Washington State. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Joan. Hey, Joan, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, thank you for having my call today.
It's my pleasure. What's up, Joan?
You were talking about the emotions of animals and how you are in tune with them. And we have an indoor-outdoor cat, and we took a trip to Colorado for a week. And my daughter is, both my daughters are in high school, so we were able to hire two of my daughter's friends to house sit for us, two young men. Well, the cat took one look at these two young men and was not having any of it, and she refused to come in the whole time we were gone. And she had, by the time I got back, we had got back, she had lost weight, and she was so happy to see me. She would not leave me alone. She rubbed on me, and she purred and purred, and she just wouldn't let me out of her sight. And so I know that she missed me. So
there's no doubt about it, though. Can I criticize you a little bit? I love you, but can I criticize you a little bit? You better check those boys out for your girls. That's all I've got to say. If the cat, no, seriously, though, I know you live in, what part of California do you live in, Joan?
Northern California, up by Redding.
Okay, so, well, here's my scenario. This is coyote season. They are mating now. This is there. So what I want you to do is, I'm a big fan of keeping cats indoors all the time. There's ways of making the indoors of your home as interesting as the outdoors by changing things around, boxes, bags, all kinds of things like that. So I would prefer, if you could, to turn your cat into an indoor cat. In terms of litter box problems, you can take a litter box. Instead of putting litter in there, you can put some dirt and grass from outside to teach you to go inside. So that's my only little bit of a criticism for you, because it's so dangerous out there with all the coyotes. But in the meantime, it's a great story. But literally, cats really can get confused. And if they don't really feel comfortable with some people, they will react by stop eating and hiding in different places. Yeah. As a matter of fact, later on, I'm going to talk specifically about it. And I want you to keep listening. A routine exactly like you're talking about, how a change in routine can actually make a healthy cat act sick. In the meantime, Joan, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you a fabulous gift. I'm going to send you some kitty lickies from my friends over at Lucy Pet Products. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Do cats have emotions? I think they do. What do you think? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get to Dawn in Richland, Washington. Listen, you're listening to The Pet Show. What does that tell me? That tells me that you all love and respect animals. And I want to tell you about an organization. It's called Delta Rescue. I have known Leo Grillo, the founder of Delta Rescue, for over 40 years. And Leo wants your help. He says, please help him out. Listen to this. Leo has over 1,500 rescue dogs, cats, and horses, and he needs your help to keep them healthy, happy into the future. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest to Delta's rescue animals in my own personal planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your legacy work for the animals right now. That's important. Fundraising costs and provide tax benefits to you now in the future. Like any good guardian, Leo needs to make sure that every single one, each one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again, and they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity with GuideStar, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses not only happy, not only safe, but actually loved, yes, loved for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. I want you to read the stories about these individual pets that were rescued by Delta. Then give them a call. Write this number down, 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. Log on to deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. Or call them today. The animals are waiting. 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Ugly dogs need more love.
Knock it off. There's no such thing as an ugly dog. This is Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We have a whole other hour to go. But let me see if I can help out Dawn right now in Richland, Washington. Hey, Dawn, welcome to The Pet Show. Hey, Dawn, if I run short on time, can you hold over for the commercial?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's your question or story for me?
15-year-old cat, weight loss and pulling out hair. I took her to her vet. Her labs were normal. They said it was old age. I needed a second opinion. I got a second opinion. We treated for skin issues first. Then we found a mass in her belly, baseball size. So I chose comfort measures. And I went to it. I had a hard time getting another vet. So I went to one that was much more expensive, yeah, way out of my league. And I put it on care credit. And another thing I learned, that the thyroid blood test should be sent out, not done in-house, because I was told it was notoriously, and this is her exact words to me, notoriously inaccurate.
Yeah, they get sometimes false negatives or false positives. I understand that. So anyway, you went to the first vet with your cat, and the first vet did an examination on your cat. He did not find the growth?
Correct. It was a fast-growing one, really fast-growing.
And he didn't tell you that maybe you should get a second opinion? He just said this is what it is?
Yeah, old age. Or nervous. You know, no, I know my cat, you know.
Yeah, let me do this, Dawn. I don't want to rush you. I just wrote a whole thing on my YouTube channel about second opinions. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back after the break. Hang in there. Grab a cup of coffee. Give your cat a hug. When we come back, we'll talk about second opinions. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of...
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.